Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge has given the U.S. Department of Justice and Donald Trump's lawyers until Friday to come up with a list of potential candidates to serve as a special master to review records the FBI seized from Trump's Florida home. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Dr. Anthony Fauci have 21 days to turn over all communications with social media platforms. 50 in all government officials in a lawsuit by two states are accused of collaborating with social media companies to censor free speech. Miles Sanderson, one of two suspects in a stabbing spree in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, has died shortly after his arrest. Police say he went into medical distress and did not recover. As out-of-control crime and violence continue to plague our cities, we return to Memphis, Tennessee. Police there say they have arrested a 19-year-old repeat offender randomly shooting it.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Off of Joe Biden, and what I mean by that is he believes in higher taxes, he believes in open borders, he voted to put men and women in sports, and that's not what the Georgia people want.
Metro Police said Wednesday they've arrested a suspect in the stabbing death of conservative-based Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff German. German was found stabbed to death outside his home on Saturday. Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis has been arrested. German had spent months reporting on Tellis' misconduct in his office and then lost his re-election bid. Tellis denies the murder claim. There's an update on the Uvalde, Texas school shooting.
2 Texas Department of Public Safety officers are being suspended as part of an investigation into their actions during the Uvalde school shooting. DPS saying the officers are among 5 being investigated by the Inspector General's office to determine if their response to the shooting violated department policy.
That's Tim Berg reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, oh. Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, good morning, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Liz Pate, the Fox News contributor and former Wall Street analyst. Of course, she still analyzes everything. It's in her blood. It's in her DNA. You cannot retrofit her to anything else but, and we're grateful for that. Hey, Liz, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. Of course, the leaks coming out of the Justice Department, like you can't believe about what they may have found or what they're suggesting to have found at Mar-a-Lago. And they're right now, they're just all excited. They swear they've got the nuclear codes. And then, you know, Barron said, well, actually, that's my combination lock numbers.
Let's try and just focus for a moment on the idea that the nuclear codes are available on a piece of paper that's left lying around the Oval Office. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's true. If it's true, we have the worst national security in the world. I don't believe it's true. I think this whole, I have to say, I guess the reason they're leaking these hints about what's been found through the Washington Post, sort of the old game plan, right? Going back to Russiagate and other such preposterous things. Is because they have to justify the raid. And I think what that suggests is that they are under the gun to produce some rationale for invading a former president's private space, and they just really don't have it. I mean, look, Trump obviously did something wrong in removing classified documents from the White House. My guess is it was more a function of carelessness and disorganization in that chaotic time after the election and after 1-6 than anything else, but nonetheless, it was not right. But I think for the Justice Department to have undertaken this very public and personal raid on someone's establishment, home, including going through Melania's closet and so forth, I just think the whole thing looks ridiculous. And I think Merrick Garland's under a lot of pressure, as is the FBI, to prove that this was not just a political hit.
Well, especially when there is no there's no crime there. I mean, he didn't do anything criminal, so now they got to try to get him on a technicality. And this is what they're trying to work up right now, just like they did with, the Russian delusion thing. So, they're very well exposed. Their credibility continues to be lacking. And, can you really trust them? But, we're back to Harry Reid again. I remind everybody of this, Liz. You may remember after Harry Reid and the Democrats tore apart Mitt Romney's tax forms, right? Like they knew what was going on. I mean, most of these people, they have no clue. About,
well, that's probably true.
About millionaires, about tax fraud, all this stuff and strategy. They have no clue. I mean, how many peers would Mitt Romney, not even talking, Donald Trump with billions of dollars, how many peers are there to be able to analyze his taxes when the tax code is so complex anyway that even the IRS agents are confused over it? So, but nonetheless, that aside, Harry Reid presented the same thing the Democrats are doing right now. They present this illusion, and they put into the bloodstream of the voter politic, this lie and deception that you know, Mitt Romney did something that was illegal with his taxes,
yeah.
Which it proved to be totally bogus. And then he's confronted with this, Harry Reid is confronted with it, and he kind of chuckles. He's in the well of the Senate as he's being interviewed, and he kind of laughs about it. He goes, well, he didn't get elected president, did he? You know, this is the same thing they're doing to Donald Trump. It's the same thing they're doing, you know, throughout right now in the midterms. The same type of propaganda that is being backed up by the media that is supposed to be the arbiters of all this manure out there. And they're doing us no help whatsoever. I'm saying us, 50% of the country that's just looking for the truth and wants to reason about these things, Liz.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's right. I think you just have to say a lot of this is sort of political dirty tricks as you're story relates. I mean, Democrats will stop at nothing. Look what they're doing in the midterms in terms of funding candidates on the Republican side that they think are more likely to lose. I mean, to me, that speaks of dirty politics, but all is fair in love and politics. But I would say this, what you hit on at the end, is that the media makes this acceptable. The media enables and furthers the Democrat dirty trick machine. And I think that's where people are just so frustrated, Bill, when you have the entire media establishment, and not just media, I mean, it's also academia, it's also social media, kind of weighing in on one side. We have to honestly thank you and thank people like you who are trying to present the other side of every argument. And there are a few newspapers who do that, a few opinion columnists and so forth, but it's just very, you know, it's very frustrating because in this Trump era, everything comes down to trying to defame and ruin Donald Trump. And it's just not a very noble purpose. Everything you read these days about our political machine is so vile. I was reading today, Joe Manchin may not or may get his side deal on permitting reform. Well, you know, is Joe Manchin just optimistic or is he cynical that he didn't really ever expect it to happen? Or is he just not the sharpest knife in the drawer? Because guess what? Progressive Democrats are saying, no, we're not going to allow permitting to go forward, even though Schumer made a deal in order to get the so-called Inflation Reduction Act passed with Manchin to do a deal on permitting, which, by the way, our country desperately needs. And one of the reasons that Donald Trump never got an infrastructure plan out the door is because they were working first on making sure that if you allocate money to build a bridge, it actually gets built, that you don't have 16 different environmental groups standing up and saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to make life impossible for you. And by the way, the cost will double in the meantime, and it'll take 10 years. I mean, that's what the Trump White House was doing. And in fairness, that's a little bit what Joe Manchin's plan calls for, too, I think, although the details are really, really muddy at this point. But, you know, today, in the course of the long meandering piece at the Hill about whether this thing was going to pass or not and who's for it and who's against it, even some Democrats are coming out and saying, look, we can't even build the necessary facilities to make clean energy available unless we have this permitting plan. So the environmentalists are standing in the way of basically everything. They want to shut down everything. Fossil fuels, clean fuels, progress, whatever. The word progressive has never been so abused because, honestly, this group just wants to go backwards.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all going Amish. I'm convinced.
Really?
Get your buggy, get your horses, because all the electric cars, whatever is left of them, are just, they're stopped. They're stopped on the road as if the rapture already happened. Cars are empty, you know, and here it is. You know, you got Gavin Newsom, I was told, was going out to Home Depot and buying up all the long extension cords he could, you know, to somehow keep some of his cars running.
So crazy.
This is, it's so impractical and just flat out, Liz, I hate the word stupid, but sometimes you have to call it for what it is.
It's just stupid.
It really is.
There's a lot of stupid going around, Bill. I mean, I think Biden's address on that was so divisive and so angry and so horrible, that was stupid.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Why did he campaign on bringing the country together? Because people like that.
exactly. Stay tuned. We've got more from Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, right after this. It's 15 after the top.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, continues with us. Breaking news, Liz. Royal concerns. Doctors are giving a troubling update on Queen Elizabeth's health, and the family is traveling to be by her side.
Yeah, I'm very sad about this. Obviously, this was expected at some point. The Queen has reduced her public appearances to a great degree over the last 6 months or so. not showing up for a lot of things that she traditionally oversaw and participated in. And I think since her husband died, her health has she's clearly gotten weaker. I'm sad because I think she is an extraordinary person, and I will hope that, I think it will happen, that the entire country will come together, the UK, and mourn this great monarch when and if she dies. She's obviously going to die at some point, but I mean, whenever that happens, because boy, has she been a source of stability and comfort and confidence for a country that has been, you know, through very hard times. I mean, we in this country watched with awe and admiration, I think, how the English handled World War II and the Blitz and, you know, the German incessant bombing raids and so forth. I lived in London shortly after, not shortly after, but a few years after World War II. And even then, the devastation was so obvious. Even as a kid, I could, you know, remember blocks and blocks of that city that were just rubble. And this is obviously many years later, but, you know, the country has been through many ups and downs politically, sharp swings to the left with Labour taking over, sharp swings to the right with Maggie Thatcher taking over. Now, I think very positively, we have a new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, who is reverting to Thatcher-like themes of growth and lower taxes, very positive things. I hope she succeeds because I admire the English. I love the country. And I really admire this queen, and it makes me very sad to think she will know. And my gosh, look at the next generation. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to speak ill of the incoming monarch, Charles, likely monarch, but boy, does he not hold a candle to his mom, in my view.
Well, and this is the thing. You know, she is probably, you think about her, probably one of the most, if not the most historic figure of her time.
Yeah,
96 years old, and as you just laid out, I mean, the history and how she's been there, you know, for England, and here they are about to go in through a new era as globalism continues to take a foothold in Europe, and all the warnings that Trump gave to the Europeans about being, you know, too beholden for the Russians. It's like, you know, and nobody's about to say you're right, but we should see the video there where they're laughing and mocking Trump for the warning, and then here in too many years, they're realizing, you know, the truth of the warning that he laid out to them.
Well, I was just listening to the press conference from the ECB finance minister. They're raising rates 75 basis points today because inflation is about 9.5% in the EU, worse in the UK. It's over 11%, I think, now. And honestly, most of it comes down to energy. Certainly, the war in Ukraine has impacted that, but it also is totally the result of seriously misguided energy policies, not only failing to provide backup and security as they rushed headlong towards renewable fuels, but also incredibly coming to rely on Russia for so much of their energy. I mean, it's really a staggering indictment of Angela Merkel, who in Germany really pushed that through and, you know, decided not only that Nord Stream 1 was a great idea, but we should have Nord Stream 2 to even further the dependence on Russia. And that, by the way, after Russia had already used natural gas and pipeline access as a political weapon against Ukraine on two separate occasions. So it isn't as though that was a really novel concept that the Russians might revert to that. Everybody knew it could happen and that it had happened. So how Merkel decided that this was a good idea, I absolutely cannot imagine.
Yeah, it is astounding, as you say, Liz, because, you know, in the business world, you want to know what somebody's going to do. Look at what they've done.
Right, exactly. Yep. And to this point there, here you got Blinken, surprise visit to Ukraine. He's got $2 billion in his pocket. The last time an American representative went to Ukraine to see the president and was with $1 billion, and there's this quid pro quo that everybody says still in denial of. And I'm wondering, you know, is something smelly going to come out of the delivery of this next tranche of the people's money for Ukraine?
Well, look, I think, you know, I think the United States has been a supporter of Ukraine for the right reasons. I think we are allied with Ukraine and all freedom-loving countries in opposition to tyrannical, authoritarian countries like Russia, like China. And so I think most of Americans applaud the Ukrainian very staunch defense against Russia, their incredible bravery in going up against such a mighty power. Should we have done it differently? I think absolutely. I think we were months too late. You know, I was with a former Trump administration official last night over dinner, and we were talking about the fact that we're doing in Taiwan now exactly what we did in Russia. We talked and talked and talked about how Russia was going to invade Ukraine. What did we do? Nothing. You know, and now we're finally giving them the weapons that are allowing for what has been presented as a counteroffensive. I hope they are. I hope it is a counteroffensive. I'm not at all sure it'll be effective or that it's going to be successful. But why weren't we doing that when Biden was talking about the looming invasion? Why weren't we shipping javelins then? Why weren't we shipping these new missiles that are very effective then? I don't know the answer to that. And I hope, you know, I'm really torn, Bill, and I don't know if you share this, but we are looking at, I think, a Republican takeover of the House of Representatives. You know, ignored all the alarms from the pundits about how the Democrats are surging. It's not true, I don't think. They've made some progress, but it's not enormous. Right. And what are the Republicans going to do? I really do want them to investigate Hunter Biden. I'd like an investigation of the pullout of Afghanistan, but, you know, and also of what our policies are in Ukraine. But the truth is we're not very good at it. And what happens is you have these endless weeks that drone on. People lose their interest, just as people have lost interest in the 1-6 trial. You know, Democrats are smart enough to hire Hollywood to come in and try and make that more interesting. I hope Republicans don't get bogged down and have basically nothing to show Americans for controlling the House other than a series of lame investigations that really never lead anywhere.
Right, exactly. Well, that was my concern. You and I talked about this over a month ago, is that they would get bogged down and they would take their eye off the ball. They need to, in my humble opinion, appoint, you know, a special prosecutor. And on these issues, you got a special prosecutor for Hunter, you got a special one for Afghanistan, you got a special one for Ukraine, because otherwise you get all this pontification on television that goes nowhere.
And whatnot. I agree.
Exactly.
I mean, look what happened with Benghazi and Hillary Clinton. I mean,
oh my goodness.
There was the issue in Benghazi to me was not that it happened. It could happen no matter what. I don't think you can blame a single individual, including Hillary Clinton, for the fact that we had a terror attack on our embassy. But what absolutely happened was they're lying about it and covering.
Right.
That should have
been
the focus. And it never was. I mean, it was so frustrating, I think, to anyone watching it who knew what had gone on. Anyway, I didn't mean to get diverted into this. Apologies.
No, it's okay, because this is what's happening. And people need to understand that we can have a truthful conversation about these discrepancies. And these are all, you know, the consistent denominator here are the Democrats. I mean, I hate to put it that way, because you look at Obama, you look at Biden, it's the same thing. They don't know proactive. Proactive does not exist in their dictionary. And so everything is reactive. Liz Peace, thank you.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California sheriff's deputy was arrested after allegedly killing a married couple in their Dublin, California home early Wednesday morning. Dublin is about a 35-minute drive north of San Jose. 24-year-old Devin Williams Jr. was taken into custody less than 12 hours after a search for him. Williams is a member of the Alameda County Sheriff's Department and was off duty at the time of the shooting. A Democrat official in the Las Vegas government who was the focus of stories written by murdered Las Vegas investigative reporter Jeff German was arrested in the case Wednesday on suspicion of murder. Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis was taken into custody after a standoff with SWAT. Authorities searched his home for hours earlier Wednesday. That's according to Metro Police Sheriff Joe Lombardo. The National Football League season kicks off tonight in Southern California as the Rams host the Bills. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get or due to eating an unhealthy diet or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch joins us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Well, high five. Everybody's celebrating in New York. Your governor has lifted the MTA mask requirement. I mean, after, this is ending a years-long COVID mandate, which, by the way, she didn't get the memo to begin with that, masks were not much to get too excited about. But in New York, when you can get excited about anything, why not mask, right?
Well, we'll take whatever good news we can get, one thing I hope will happen is people wear fewer and fewer masks. It'll be harder for criminals to do what they do while wearing masks. I mean, used to be if you went to rob a bank, you'd have to, get a handkerchief and cover your face and so on. Now you just walk in with a mask. Everyone just thinks you're being careful with COVID. And then you say, okay, there's a stick up and you walk out the door and people don't know who you are. So, criminals have been able to use that situation, to get away with, robbery and probably get away with murder. So maybe if we have fewer people wearing masks, they'll start to stand out more and maybe people will be, more wary of them and it's harder for them to get away with the mayhem they've been getting away with.
So here, after all that's said and done, all we needed to do was get rid of the mask mandate and maybe we would do something to mitigate the crime, right?
Would that be something if we got rid of the mask mandate and all of a sudden crime plunged in New York City? Would that be something?
Could you imagine? Yeah, and then the governor would take full credit, like Joe Biden is trying to right now and all the other Democrats. Not to mention, on the heels of all this, they're threatening doctors with their license if they do not follow the rules according to Biden. Now, I guess, because Jill Biden is a PhD doctor, Joe Biden doesn't know the difference between an MD and a PhD. So now they're buying into this narrative that is all specially designed and crafted for those on the left to absolutely, you know, do everything they can to invalidate conservatives. You know, all these fascists, you know, they're all they're only worthy of, you know, eradication, invalidation, and whatever elimination process we can ensue in order to save the democracy. Right.
Well, I guess what? They're fascists. We're semi-fascists. Is that the way it goes? They're the real fascists or the modern fascists. I'm losing track here. But, yeah, I mean, look, it should be clear to people. It's too bad I have to say this, but under the First Amendment doesn't give us the right to free speech. Of A, only things the government approves of, or B, only things that are true. You know, if you want to go on television or in print and spout lies, you know, you're free to do that on the First Amendment. Now, anybody else can stand up and say, look, that's ridiculous. Water does not boil at 35 degrees Fahrenheit. It boils at 212. And no, you can't cure COVID by sucking on sugar cubes. That's stupid. Don't listen to this guy. And you know, people say, okay, well, that's not a cure for COVID. Let's not do that. But under the First Amendment, you can get up and say such nonsense if you want to. And the government's going to understand this. This idea that, it's misinformation. We need to stamp it out. It's not up to the government to stamp out misinformation. Now, if they want to say, listen, you know, Dr. Jones is ridiculous, whatever cure he's peddling for COVID or cancer or psoriasis doesn't work. These are much better cures. Listen to us. People can debate this on WebMD. People debate all the time whether to take drug X or drug Y, and there's a school of thought among some doctors to do X and other doctors Y, and you debate, and you know, you and your doctor decide what makes sense. This is the way to fight misinformation or confusing information, is to provide better, clearer, more accurate information, not to stamp people out and cancel them, which, as you say, is fascistic and totalitarian. And you see this coming out of the left, not the right. And unfortunately, these days, you know, you scratch a Democrat, and out pops Joseph Stalin.
And if you were Joe Biden, you would scratch and sniff, but that's a whole other issue altogether. But the other thing that comes out is, you know, you talk about the disinformation. I mean, this was an interesting and laughable comedic deal. You wish Saturday Night Live had the gravitas to be able to play this, because they could have all kinds of fun with this. And that's Peter Doocy's conversation, or attempt at a conversation, with the White House press secretary when she was reminded of her tweet from 2016 claiming the election was stolen in 2016. But yet anybody that claims that it's stolen in 2020, I mean, that's an anathema, you know?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely amazing that I think that doctrine here, or maybe it's more of an ailment, is what I call strategic amnesia. These people completely forget the things that they've said in the past. And you know, we Biden said, "Oh, if you deny the result of a Democratic election, then you're a fascist or you know, ultra MAGA or whatever." Look, these people, like you mentioned, Karine Jean-Saint-Pierre, she said, "This is from some Twitter message she had a couple years back." Reminder. Brian Kemp stole the gubernatorial election from Georgians and Stacey Abrams. That sounds like election denial. Does that make her a fascist? And she also referred to stolen emails, stolen drone, stolen election. Welcome to the world of unpresidential Trump. And then you actually had a bunch of Democrats, members of Congress, not show up at the inauguration back on January 20th of 2017 because they considered President Trump to be an illegitimate president who only got in because he stole the election with the help of Vladimir Putin. So are these people all fascists as well? Are they all part of the people who are destroying democracy? So the idea that only Republicans have questions about election integrity based on what happened in 2020 is nonsense. The Democrats, six years ago, back in 2016, were screaming and yelling and misbehaving in all sorts of ways because they refused to accept the result of a Democratic election. And it's only through strategic amnesia do these people get away with standing up and pretending that these things didn't happen, not 30 or 40 years ago, but 6 years ago.
Exactly. And, oh, by the way, they spent millions of dollars, some have estimated anywhere from $30 to $70 million, with the Mueller investigation to come up with Bupkis. But yet, how much money did they spend regarding the 2020 election? I don't see any earmarks of money going in that direction to investigate. And yet, there's more credence that there was disruption and discrepancies in the 2020 election versus a known dossier by the FBI and the pre-armed justice system to back up this horrendous lie that continues to this day that somehow Putin was the one that seated Donald Trump into the White House.
Perhaps you're right about that. And remember that dirty dossier, as you referred to it, was paid for by none other than Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee. So this whole three-year lie through which all of us had to trot as if we were in quicksand was cooked up by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat National Committee. They paid off their law firm Perkins Coie, which then got a company called Fusion GPS to find a former British spy who wrote this dossier, much of it based on rumors and lies cooked up by Russian contacts he had. So it was literally Russian disinformation, which was then sent over to this country, pumped into the media, who then stirred it around and tried to get that to influence the election. So the only Russian collusion and Russian disinformation we had in the election in 2016 came from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, not from Donald J. Trump and
exactly.
Republicans. And yet somehow Trump is the KGB agent. Trump is the guy who's on the payroll of Putin. Trump is the guy who's hanging out in the Kremlin on weekends, et cetera, et cetera. And you're right, despite four different investigations that indicated there was zero truth to any of these lies, there's some people who still believe, oh, Trump is really, you know, Donald Trumpsky, and he's really some kind of a KGB asset.
Right. And meanwhile, let's flat out ignore the Hunter laptop.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
yeah, don't pay attention to that.
I mean, where's the comparative justice in all this? I mean, even to this day, the FBI has been sitting on that laptop for what, almost 2 years now?
Well, it's even worse than just sitting on it. We learned over the last couple of weeks that an FBI agent, or maybe agents plural, went to Facebook and said, hey, some information is going to come out, and when it does, you know, sit on it. And I heard from somebody, I don't know if this is true or not, but someone I know said that he understands that they were told, by the way, if you don't do this, I would like to see the Facebook stock selling it for $1 a share. So if they added that threat, then that's extortion of the greatest order.
Mm-hmm.
But whether they said that or not, the fact you've got government agents going to a private company and saying when this information about Hunter Biden's laptop comes out, make sure and block it so that your readers can't hear about it. A survey just came out from Rasmussen, I believe, just yesterday. 48% of respondents said that if they'd heard about the Hunter Biden laptop story, they probably wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. If Joe Biden supports...
Unbelievable. That's a huge number. Yeah, that really is.
Dropped by 48%. Mm-hmm. Instead of getting 51, 52% of the vote, I forget the exact number, it would have been something like 28, 29%, something like that. And Trump would have won probably a bigger landslide than Nixon in 72. Or
unbelievable. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Roy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Roy, people are most concerned, obviously, because of the midterm, and just what you see with Governor Hochul, you know, now lifting the mask mandate, which was ridiculous. All of a sudden, because we're coming into the midterms, we're a couple of months away, less than 2 months away now, Democrats are going to try to reinvent themselves and present themselves as chameleons that they are, as being moderate and reasonable. And so look for more activity like this to kind of sway the vote and lead people under this faux idea of this, you know, build it better Democratic Party, right?
Yeah, well, this always happens when these folks run for re-election. They're always centrist, moderate, middle of the road, mainstream, reasonable, etc. And a lot of these folks even will run ads where they will parrot Republican rhetoric about fiscal responsibility and, you know, making sure government's accountable and on all these beautiful things. And you hear them, and it's, you know, I'm welling, my eyes are welling up as I think about their campaign talking points. And then come January, they get sworn in. And, you know, away goes the U.S. Constitution and out comes Das Kapital. And it's back to big government, big spending, big taxes, and butting into our lives and telling us what to do from when we wake up in the morning till we go to sleep at night. So my advice is, you know, don't pay any attention to the chameleonic. You know, the chameleon is, it changes its colors, you know.
Exactly.
It's a green chameleon, or yeah. Really, it's a red chameleon, whether even when it changes its colors to green or something else during election time. Why is it red?
Yeah, I'm here in Florida.
I don't mean red as a Republican.
Exactly. I'm here in Florida, and Val Demings is, you know, she's got ads running like crazy. I mean, she's got just an incredible amount of money available going after Marco Rubio. And it galls me, the stuff that she's trying to present, you know, trying to go back and, you know, channel her law enforcement days. Here is a woman who voted, I think about as 100% as you could with Nancy Pelosi, supported defunding of police. Now she claims that she's all, you know, she's a police woman. She's been police at her heart, you know, for over 20 years, all this stuff. And, you know, but it's like you said, you got to remember the Democratic Party, what they've done for us. This is the party, as you and I have talked about many times, is the party of voter fraud. They're the party that opened up our southern border. They're the party that surrendered our energy independence and now is compromised our economy to such a degree, DeRoy. I mean, winter's just around the corner here. And we're having people, you know, the forecast there is not muy bueno. I mean, we're talking very cold coming. We've got food chain interruption that's on the horizon. I mean, it is rather bleak. I mean, it is worse than Governor Newsom talking about, hey, look, we're all going to go with electric cars. And, oh, yeah, by the way, unplug those electric cars for a little bit because we're going through some brownouts. I mean, you know, this is totally idiotic, and it's laughable, but at the same time, it's going to be painful for some of our fellow Americans here, DeRoy.
Oh, look, I think a lot of this stuff is going to be excruciating, and I'll just kind of address the points you made one at a time. You mentioned Val Demings, the congressman from, I believe, Orlando, where she was police chief.
Mm-hmm.
She's running for U.S. Senate against Marco Rubio, and again, she's the middle of the road. She's anti-crime. You know, she's the most moderate Democrat ever. I just looked up her American Conservative Union rating. For 2021, she's got a 10%, which means 10% of the time she's a conservative. However, her lifetime rating is only 4.3. So only 4.3% of the time she votes as a conservative. So maybe that's her definition of moderate. That's not really my definition of moderate. And as far as the electric vehicles, I was in Southern California visiting my parents and my sister, one of my sisters and other relatives. And I was there on, I believe it was Wednesday of last week, Tuesday of last week, they came up with this mandate that said no more gas-powered cars could be sold after 2035, which is just 12 and a quarter years away from now. And the next day, the very next day, the grid authority said, oh, please don't plug in your electric vehicle because we might trigger rolling blackouts. I mean, you can't invent this. You can't write comedy like this. And rather than having an actual vehicle that gets you anywhere, this is really a beautiful piece of sculpture. So, you know, you might as well just put it on display and, you know, maybe frame it or something like this. And then with this winter coming, again, the Greens have this whole idea of, oh, we'll just have the windmills and the solar panels keeping us warm and, you know, running our lights and all that. Well, guess what? Wintertime, I believe wind doesn't blow as much as it does other times of the year, and you get a lot less sun when the sun is going down at, you know, 5 or 6 at night as opposed to 8 or 9 at night, which means we're going to have less electricity coming from the sun. So this is going to be a big, ugly winter, and we're relying on so-called renewables. We're going to find ourselves, listening to Bill Martinez's radio program by candlelight.
You have to find a long cord. I mean, you know, I was talking with Joel Berry from the Babylon Bee, and he said that's one of the comedy bits that they're putting together is Gavin Newsom going to Home Depot and buying up a bunch of extension cords.
And did you see this guy or gal, I don't know which, driving an electric car in West Virginia? The electric car ran out of juice, and so these coal miners at a coal mine happened to be walking by. They pushed the electric vehicle towards the coal mine, and I guess they got somewhere near a power outlet. And the guy with the electric car was able to plug into the power supply at the coal mine. And what's beautiful about that is the massive irony, number one. Number two,
yes.
It's a beautiful metaphor because a lot of these Teslas and Volts and everything else are basically coal-powered electric cars. You know, they run electricity, but guess what? The electricity comes from oil, natural gas, nuclear power, and coal. Now, some places like California, I think solar and wind maybe up to about 10% of that. But 90% of the power is coming from things that are not electric, solar and wind. So you basically are driving a coal-powered Tesla. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. This whole thing is a fantasy. If you believe in magic wands, it can make these sorts of things happen. But if you don't, then, you know, we're in big trouble. So let's hope somebody invents a magic wand soon so all this stuff actually come to pass.
Well, you talk about it in your new column at Newsmax. You refer to it as posed as green energy hocus pocus, saving the earth. I mean, how do you save the earth when you actually are going to have to totally full-blown go, scorch the earth? I mean, in order to retrieve the minerals, in order to run even a small fragment of the electrical cars that you want to operate. I mean, the rest of us are all going to be Amish.
I mean, we're horseback and buggies.
Yeah, look, I mean, what the Greens are going to end up doing, if they get their way, they're going to turn the carbon situation, which to a degree you can refer to as an air pollution problem, you want to call that. I don't think of CO2 as pollution, mm-hmm. but, you know, just for the point of argument, let's call it such for now. And what they're going to do instead is just transfer this pollution situation, if you will, into a habitat and terrain pollution situation. For example, if you want to produce just one battery, for a lithium electric vehicle battery. Mm-hmm. First of all, they weigh about 1,000 pounds, and this is according to Mark P. Mills of the Manhattan Institute. He says such a battery typically contains about 25 pounds of lithium, 30 pounds of cobalt, 60 pounds of nickel, 110 pounds of graphite, 90 pounds of copper, about 400 pounds of steel, plus aluminum and plastic. Now, all these things have to come up from ores that you got to take, you know, copper ore, cobalt ore, et cetera, tons and tons mm-hmm. of stuff. And then in order to get through all of that, to get to the ores, you've got to go through 250 more tons of dirt and rock. So in order to produce one battery for one Tesla, you have to go through 250 tons of dirt and rock to get the ore to produce the cobalt, nickel, copper, lithium, et cetera, that you need in order to produce these batteries. And then, of course, if you're doing all these things, that takes energy to get the stuff out of the ground and refine it. And you'll love this statistic. The energy equivalent of 100 barrels of oil is used in the processes to fabricate a single battery that can store the equivalent of one barrel of oil. So you need to use the energy from 100 barrels of oil to produce a battery that has one barrel of oil's worth of energy in it. I mean, this is mind-blowing. This whole thing is a total farce,
yeah.
A complete hoax. It is maybe the biggest fraud since either Bernie Madoff or perhaps Mr. Ponzi himself.
Exactly. Well, and this is empirical, DeRoy, as you say. And so how do you keep going forward in this? And, oh, yeah, by the way, last week it was reported the replacement costs for a battery for a Tesla, okay, down the road when you need to replace it, how much that's going to cost? By today's dollars.
Please tell me.
$30,000.
Wow.
$30,000. For a replacement battery.
That's half the price.
Well, yeah, we're not going down to Sears and getting a... No, yeah, exactly. It's half the price of the vehicle.
So this is not a little Pep Boys, you know, if it's $100, $200 for battery, whatever battery
no.
batteries cost. So you basically would have to get a loan. First, you get a car loan, and then you have to get a battery loan for your new battery if something goes wrong with the battery.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, you know, open the...
Well, but I'm sure Biden... I'm sure Biden will open up...
Drop it off the garage.
But Joe Biden's going to open up the Treasury, DeRoy. He's going to open up he's going to give you battery replacement, grace and what have you, you know, straight from the Treasury.
Or maybe
that's another, probably about
you can forgive your battery debt. Maybe that's the best way to do it.
Yes. Right. Oh, I like that. Yeah. And if you're real good and if you do three batteries, we'll throw in another $10,000, you know, sweetener off your college tuition debt. Plus some knives.
Laughing. I mean,
how about some Ginsu knives? Remember?
What'd you say? Pardon me?
No. I said plus some Ginsu knives. We'll throw that in the max. It's like a late night infomercial.
Maybe
sweetener.
A lifetime supply of Rice Aroni. It's astonishing. I mean, I can't believe this stuff is really happening. And what do we do to deserve this, Bill? What do we do to deserve this?
Well, this is what apathy does. You know, and this is why the people have to be activated. We got to stay on top. We got to make sure you register to vote. Make sure you vote. Make sure you monitor your vote. Do everything you can to inspect and keep an eye on the voting process. Because if you don't, I got to tell you, Val Demings, Nancy Pelosi, all the Democrats are, and they're happy to retain power. DeRoy Murdoch has been with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you soon.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm...